Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard, and some big games happened this weekend in the Big Ten, including what probably is got to be the biggest upset of the season. Initially, I was going to do this and talk about the Michigan-Michigan State basketball game that took place at Chrysler on Saturday night, but I got to start off with the Buckeyes. Shout out to Jake Diebler. Took over as the Ohio State interim coach, and he goes out there and knocks off the number two rank. But according to college basketball rankings, Purdue was going to be the number one overall seed in the tournament when they did the top 16 teams on Saturday. They knock off Ohio State, knocks off Purdue 73-69, fresh off of firing Chris Holtmann, and the Ohio State Buckeyes took it to Purdue. Yes, 73-69. Ohio State wins on the road. They storm the court. It just goes to prove that no place is safe. Winning on the road in the Big Ten, it's just something that it's hard to do, plain and simple. It's very hard to do. Ohio State goes in there, and Zach Edey did his thing. Zach Edey went out there, but it was Bruce Thornton that led the Buckeyes. He had 22 points. He tied with Edey with 22 points. But Ohio State battled them nonstop. They didn't give up, and they got the job done in a year that's been very disappointing to them. This is something that they'll try to build on and possibly, I mean, if you knock off Purdue, what makes you think you can't run it and win the Big Ten tournament and possibly get a spot in the NCAA tournament? It's going to be difficult. Ohio State sitting at 14-11, but you win enough games. You got that Purdue win on your resume. You never know if maybe you even get into one of those play-in games. So shout out to the Buckeyes and their head coach, Coach Diebler, for coming in there in his very first game. What a hell of a start to getting that done. Yeah, Purdue goes down. Also, on Saturday, I don't know what's going on with Wisconsin. They just lost another game. I believe that's five out of the last six, and they lose in overtime to Iowa, which is they're on the road once again. Winning in the Big Ten is something very difficult to do, and they go on the road. They lose 88-86. Ohio State got it. Iowa got it done at home. Caitlin Clark was in the building, and the Hawkeyes were resilient. They had a nice lead, and then all of a sudden Wisconsin cut it down. But the Hawkeyes win at home. Once again, winning on the road is a difficult thing to do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which now leads me into what happened on Saturday night. Very strange game, but Michigan State goes to Chrysler. Michigan State was winners 8 of their last 10 games. They have been favored to win every game in the Big Ten except for Purdue, which that game is going to be at Mackey. And as I've been saying, the theme, winning on the road is a difficult thing to do, except for Michigan State winning to Chrysler last night, and they won. But the funny thing about it was it really a road game? MSU fans invaded Chrysler, so much so that on television, you clearly heard the chants, go green, go white, go green, go white. It was a point in the game where Trey Holloman took a three, and that's when you heard Jimmy Johnson, who was the color analyst on the game, saying, if they make this shot, you know, they're going to blow the roof off this building until they realize, wait a minute, which team is the home team here? Trey Holloman plays for Michigan State. If they hit that three, the crowd was getting louder and louder and louder. Yeah, you heard that, go green, go white. I mean, when Doug McDaniel's on the free throw line, the crowd is chanting, do your homework. The MSU fans took over Chrysler, so I guess they didn't make it very friendly for the home team. The players were pissed. They commented. They talked about how they did not like the fact that Michigan State fans took over their building. Michigan State, it was a closely – the game went back and forth. Davis Smith, son of Steve Smith, gets fouled with like 0.4 seconds left. His two free throws to give Michigan State a halftime lead of 39-37. Unlike the first time they met, Michigan had a two-point lead, and the State just kind of blew them out the water. This time when they came back, the game was actually close. Michigan at one point had like a five-point lead. State was trying to battle back. They finally get things going. State hadn't hit a three-pointer until Tyson Walker hits a three. Then all of a sudden, the game goes back and forth. On a side note, Fox, you may want to just not have Gus Johnson do Michigan games because, sorry, what I saw was just ridiculous. I mean, it was the Michigan love fest. You don't stop a highly contested game to do an 8-minute interview with Sharon Moore, the coach of Michigan football. Either you do it at halftime, you pre-record it, or you do it some other time. You do a segment. But the game was actually going back and forth. The game was interesting. Jay Nakins goes down, hits the floor. I don't think that the announcers even knew who hit the ground. They're like, oh, there's a Spartan on the ground. I think it's Jay Nakins. Let's go back to the interview. You picked the wrong time. If you did this at the end of the game, I would have been okay because the game was out of hand. But the game was actually good. Fox, you got to do better than that, man. Seriously. But that's on a side note. Game's tied at 63, 7:01 left. MSU finishes the game out on a 10-0 run. Michigan did not score another point, which leads you to wonder. I mean, after the game, they were talking about Juwan, and I don't think Juwan Howard's going to get fired. I know a lot of people, a lot of Michigan fans think that's going to happen. I just don't, because the way he talks a lot like Troy Weaver, the general manager of the Pistons. He's got confidence. He's talked to the right people who told him, you're good. I mean, when Ward Manuel comes out and says, I've never really thought about even firing him. Ward Manuel's not, it's not even on his mind. It tells me Juwan is safe. He sounds like a man that's safe. He doesn't sound like a man that's pressed. Down 10, did not use timeouts that he had. He's diagramming plays on the whiteboard with less than a minute to go. His players aren't even interested. And it's like, what play are you designing? There's no 10 or 11 point play in basketball. The play should have been, guy, whoever gets the first open three, shoot the three, then quickly foul. They didn't foul. They didn't do anything. They just kind of allowed Michigan State to run out the clock. And Michigan State also did their homework, because Michigan turned the ball over 22 times. But they were MSU just jumped the lane and they just stole passes. It was almost as if they knew the plays better than the Michigan players knew. Kamwa, 8 turnovers, very uncharacteristic of him, the transfer from Tennessee. He normally plays a lot better. Now, Terrence Reed Jr., he was the man. He went out there, he got it done, probably played one of the better games I've ever seen down low. Michigan was minus some players. They had some people who were sick, but I look at this, and they just didn't look prepared for this game. The crowd wasn't there. They let the Spartan fans come and buy their tickets up, those that had people in the seats, but there were still some empty seats there. Tom Izzo goes into Chrysler and does something he hasn't done since 2019, and you saw it, like when Malik Hall's dunk. They hadn't won at Chrysler, period, since the days of Cassius Winston and X. That was the last time they won there. So, yeah, when you see Malik Hall driving to the basket and dunking it with authority the way that he did, that was getting the monkey off your back. That was something that the Spartans hadn't really experienced in a long time. But they got to win, and they got to win on the road. So in the Big Ten, that's all that really matters. Now MSU is in the top four as of right now. They got a game with Iowa, who just upset Wisconsin at home in overtime. He just beat them. So that game's going to be taking place on Tuesday for Purdue. You were crowned the number one overall seed. I got to think that's going to UConn now. I just think that UConn's just a better team. Purdue has Zach Edey. UConn has the better team. Wisconsin, at one point we were thinking Wisconsin could possibly win the Big Ten. Now Wisconsin is just trying to hold on. And Greg Gard has to figure out what's wrong with this team. So, going to have more on Big Ten Hoops coming up later on in the week. But for now, had to give you a little weekend recap update. I'm Rico Beard, host of the 5-Star Zone. Hey, guys, keep liking, keep subscribing, keep telling your friends. Let's get this thing going. Let's make it even bigger. Until later on this week, I'll have Harold Sheldon from the Big Ten Network joining me throughout the rest of the season. He's the stat guy. He's going to hit you with the numbers. I'm going to have Harold on starting this later on this week. But until then, see you guys. You've been watching the 5-Star Zone.